Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. Not with us today is Mike Goodwin of the Times Union. He's off this week, but joining us in his stead, and will be tomorrow as well, Miles Reed, our usual Wednesday conversation, the editor of the Daily Gazette, joining us this morning. Hey, thanks for filling in, Miles.
Thanks for having me, David.
Let's start with the disparate vaccine rates in area counties. Give us a rundown.
So we got some state numbers yesterday, these vaccine rates, and in general, New York State so far, about 2 months into this vaccine process, they're talking about 25% of eligible New Yorkers have had the shot so far. And we took a look specifically in the capital region, and the rates are widely fluctuating. Even like neighboring counties, it's just a huge difference. So one example that we looked at was Saratoga County's at 15%, but right next door in Fulton County, the number's down around 10%. Similarly, in Albany County, the number where there's this huge medical infrastructure, the number's pretty good. It's up in the 15-16%. But right next door in Schoharie County, which is very rural, their number's down below 10%, one of the lowest in New York State. And so we're trying to track some of these things. Another local county that is doing okay, Montgomery County, but not great. We look at their numbers, and we talked to the county executive. He explained they've got a lot of people in line to take these shots, but the state and the federal government just are still struggling to get the numbers to them. And he said, we got 6,000 names on a waiting list, and every time we get a batch, we get about 100 to 200 doses. And that similar sentiment was expressed around Schenectady County too. Schenectady County's manager, Rory Fluman. So they got a huge number of eligible people eager to do it. He says, we can do 2,000 shots a day, but please give us the doses.
Yeah, we marked the grim milestone this week. Over 500,000 now dead of COVID-19 in the country. And you've done a breakdown of the area deaths. So sad and pointing to the real tragedy.
In the immediate capital region, we also have passed this pretty grim milestone of over 1,000 deaths in recent weeks. So in that, you know, goes anywhere from Albany County, where they've got over 300 COVID deaths so far. Schenectady County's upwards of 200. Saratoga's around 152. These are high numbers. And then we looked closely to the west of us in the Mohawk Valley region area with Fulton County and Montgomery County. And a lot of those counties are now upwards of around 100 deaths so far in this past year. For a long time, the numbers were pretty low. But as I said, most of those counties are now starting to see into the 100 area. So it's a sad milestone. And we did a tally. And when you look at it in print and you look at these numbers, it's been a really brutal year.
Stark. Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. Usually joins us on Wednesdays, filling in for Mike Goodwin of the Times Union today. He'll be back again tomorrow. Thanks, Miles.
Thank you, David.